Yeah. I had a joint tell me that it's literally impossible to be faithful and be a stripper at the same time. Like she was like, yo,
It's possible.
if I wanna have a real relationship with a man, I have to not dance in that time period.
Cause sometimes I would have told her like, yo, he trying to like give her some money just to go out with him. Either she would be like, yeah, or she'd be like, fuck no, nigga, what the
So
hell?
you don't feel like the
Can't fuck
profession
with
in
that.
itself is cheating?
I mean, I try to make it sound right, but I knew she didn't like it.
Like the profession in itself is basically cheating. Like you're basically
Telling her, hey, I want to cheat. Can you agree to this?
just
Yeah.
the dance. If you
Technically,
dance,
not
if a
really
shorty
cheating.
dance,
You
she
just
cheating for a
found.
living.
I
I
mean, but if you not, we're not even talking about going. He talking about just dancing in general is like you cheating because you butt
Oh
ass naked in front of somebody else.
no. Dancing for niggas selling a dream.
I personally think the other person's gonna shut up and listen or just take it because you're making more money than him.
Oh
And I think
shit.
that's where it was at. Oh,
Yo,
that's
and
really where it
there you
was
have it.
at.
That, like, and there you
if I'm
have
in
it.
bringing it up, Reese,
Yeah.
like, it's nothing to talk
And there
about.
you
Yeah,
fucking
they're
have
gonna,
it.
I
I
think they're
like
gonna
that
accept
energy. I don't like,
it.
yeah, it's not cheating because I said
Yeah.
so. Because I said
It's
so. I'm
not
not
cheating.
paying the
Stupid.
bills and you're
Yeah.
pop. You're pop. I got the bread. What are you talking about? It's not cheating. Now what?
A little bit of volume on that. Yo.
Yo, make sure I got the mic, man. What's good? We back. Another one, episode 153. We in the building. Your boy Rich is here. Got my
Free is
brother with
here.
me.
You already know we got special guest, CC,
CC.
aka Authentic CC in the
What's up,
check-in.
y'all?
We
What's
got a
up? What's
real,
up?
what you was a Gen Zer? We got a real
You got
Gen Zer in here. She's
a
moving the cameras around. She got four of her
She
own
got her own
tripods in
cameras.
here.
That's what's
She's getting all the
okay.
angles. She knows.
Everything is content.
Yeah, she
Yeah.
knows that she's born in the game. She ain't new to this. She what Bane said, you was adopted. I was born in this shit.
She was
Of
born into the
course.
content like it's serious.
You
It's
feel me?
very serious. I love it though. It's very
We
fun.
love it. Hey, we support it. Ain't nothing better than some new content. So let's get right into it. Hold on, what episode are we on? What is it, 159?
Nah, you dragged it. It's 153.
153?
Not counting the bonus we did the other day.
Fuck, I
The
thought it was.
diddler's on the
Oh,
loose.
yeah, that was
He just
crazy.
made an appearance. He popped out with his twins. He's
Yeah.
still
Yeah,
free.
he's still outside.
You know what
Did
I
he
mean?
still said, I'm here? Like, listen, I told niggas before, if you long as he ain't do nothing with no kids, I don't really care about the other deviant shit. You know what I mean?
They said he did some shit with some kids though.
Yeah. Remains to be seen. I
Oh
mean, I guess
shit.
they, what are they, collected evidence? Because I thought when they came, they usually come and they like ready to execute. It just seemed like they came, ran through the house, and that was it. But was
No,
he
you know
there?
some that was
I don't think he was there. I think he was like on his way somewhere. Like
well,
he was getting
no,
out
he
of there.
wasn't actually there. No, that was the all right, boom, off the civil case and the freaky allegations. Then they ran down off the freaky allegations to see if they can get hard evidence
Yeah.
of the criminal activity. You know what I
Copy.
mean? So far, so what they found, mad hidden cameras and shit, they said.
Yeah, for
But I don't
sure.
know if they got any what footage or
Yeah,
whatever
we
or
don't know what was
whatever.
on him.
I mean, just
I'm
'cause the
pretty sure he
cameras
had
there,
him
you
as
don't
well.
know.
Yeah.
It's not the actual footage though, it's just the cameras. You don't really know.
And I'm sure if there was anything incriminating, like he's smart enough to have that shit wiped by
Right.
now. You feel me?
That was
Yeah.
some secret footage that, was exposed on site that they showed his, house after it got raided. And it
Yeah.
was like a teddy bear and just like weird looking shit in
I
it.
mean, he got
Oh.
kids.
A teddy bear.
He got kids.
A jumbo one.
He
He
has
got a little
kids. He has daughters.
baby.
He has a little baby and he has daughters that's like
So you
teenagers.
can't teddy bears where you draw the line?
There's grown women that sleep with big ass teddy
Yeah,
bears.
don't do that. We're
I
not
don't
going
sleep with a
slander
teddy
them.
bear and I'm 24.
But there's shorties your age that definitely sleep with a teddy bear too, every now and
Valentine's was
then.
recent. I mean, like a month
Yeah,
ago.
teddy bear could have got passed off to a
Yeah, I
shorty or
mean,
something.
yeah.
Everybody was talking about that teddy bear. They say the teddy bear was sus.
Is it sus to you?
That's
It's sus to
crazy.
you. Damn, niggas can't have a teddy bear in the crib no more, V.
I mean, a teddy bear in a single man's crib is extra
Yeah.
sus. But a
Yes.
teddy bear
In a
in a
family
crib
house?
where is multiple
Yeah.
children running around.
If you saw a teddy bear in my crib, it's like, all right, what's up with this nigga? But yeah, like where there's kids about, like, come on. I'm not going to crucify him over the teddy bear. It got to be some more. It got to be worse than that. You feel me? That's where I'm at. Teddy bear, not enough for me.
Think about it. I don't think that house was for his kids. Because why would that house get raided if his kids were in
They
there?
all
Both his
got
houses
raided.
got raided.
All three of them got
Okay.
raided.
Oh, he had three of
Okay.
them, yeah. Whatever, all the
They did a
houses that he called home
simultaneous
got
raid.
raided.
They did a simultaneous joint.
Okay. So
Huh?
where you at, Diddy? Where you
He
at?
outside.
He
He's at the
outside. He
movies.
chilling.
He chilling. He with his daughters.
He
That's what you just saying. He
he
just
popped
popped
up.
up. Yeah, he's outside. He's chilling.
Facts. What you mean? Did he's outside?
He's outside. But you thought he was in jail?
He's not hiding.
No, that's the thing. There's so many TikToks. You thought he was going to hide? There are so many TikToks of them making fun of Diddy saying that he left. He was at the house, but he left.
Nah.
There's so many things that's happening that everybody's just talking about. Like, I don't expect him to, like, just be out here free.
I don't know if it was a coincidence, but he just happened to not be at the crib, but it looked like they, I don't know, it's like a lot, because it looked like they really planned the whole shit, because it looked like they did the raid at the same time he was supposed to go meet the mule at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So they probably knew, they knew about the mule, so they knew someone's meeting the mule at the airport. So they hit the house while he was, you feel me? They hit the house while he was meeting the mule at the airport, and then they rounded up the mule. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, we got everything.
Oh.
It's nasty for Puff. Whoever, if they roll on them, it's over. If somebody roll on them, it's over.
Yeah.
I don't think the white boy is, though.
They connected Carisha with it.
Yeah, they trying to say it's not true. But either way, though, I know. From what I know of Puff.
No, I love Carisha. Don't get me wrong. I love her. But it's just like.
I thought that was blown out of proportion.
I have a feeling that she signed the NDA because she's not saying shit. Like, ever since.
Yeah, and if she was getting $250 from Puff. Like,
she said that Chesha wasn't real. She didn't really get $250. Yeah. But I just feel like that all that shit is blown out of proportion. That's just like whatever. Be like, you're gonna if I'm a super rich drug addict and I'm fucking with a bitch and I don't have my drugs and I tell her bring my drugs, get on the plane. Is that that's really yo? You transport?
Yeah,
like that's just on, like yo. I'm just yeah. That's just I told my shorty bring me some drugs. It's not like yo. She transported. She was trans, like, make it sound like son of some big time Chapo type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's just a drug addict moving his bitch around. Like, calm down, bro.
Yeah.
They gassed
it. No, honestly.
No, they definitely gassed it. So, Cece, tell us about you. Tell us where you from, how you grew up, how you ended up in Atlanta.
She's getting real comfortable. I respect
it. Yeah, you saw the feet on the couch.
Herself at home.
I saw the feet on the couch.
I'm originally from Jersey, but
I'm here from Jersey.
What part of Jersey are you from?
South Jersey.
I gotta get into your shit. Oh, all right, copy. I don't know about
South Jersey. Egg Harbor Township, you know, a little pussier.
That sounds like nice. That sounds like a nice place.
It was like 10 minutes, 15 minutes from Atlantic City.
All right, nah, that's not that nice, but it's still nice though.
Oh, shit. Was it? Damn, wow.
It's not that nice, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's still nice.
It's still nice though.
It's still home. It's
Yes, Jersey. But, you know, I'm Haitian descent.
Okay.
So, like.
Say something. Talk
yeah,
to
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
You know that. You know
como
how to talk
yeah, como
shit.
Yeah, ça passe. Nula. Ma
okay.
Palé. Avec monsieur.
Oh, okay, yeah. She definitely
yeah. Yeah. So, we talk just chilling right here.
So
but, no.
From Jersey.
I'm from Jersey. I'm 24. I'm the only girl. Got all brothers. You know, blah, say, blah. But I had moved out here after my mom had passed away, right before my high school graduation.
Condolences.
Before the graduation?
Before the graduation.
So you did, wow, you just said, fuck walking, like, I'm gonna come here now? I'm to the A?
What year was that? What was that, like,
2018?
Right
before the pandemic. Right before the pandemic. After she had passed away, right before my graduation, I had started dancing in Philly.
Okay.
I don't know if you
Do we have to make a call down to Philly and sanction what's going on? At high school, you was in the club shaky butch? What the fuck is going on in Philly?
Down there? You were 17?
What is going on in Philly?
Actually, no. I was actually...
16?
No,
oh, my God.
Nah, I'm trying to make you 20. So this was after high school. We just trying to get the timeline
right. Hold on.
Hold on, yeah. The timeline is off.
The timeline is fucked.
We got to rewind. So... You said you came to Atlanta before graduation. When did you start dancing? Did you come to Atlanta and go back to Philly?
No. So
take your time.
I did forget one thing. So right. I did go to school. I forgot that.
Okay.
I went to school. I went to Keene University.
Okay.
If you guys are aware, Keene University is in. Yes, it's in.
A lot of Jersey going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing about area, niggas
Union,
from Jersey.
Union, New Jersey.
Let me tell you one thing about Jersey. If a motherfucker's from Jersey, 90% he's gonna be there. Like he's gonna be in Jersey for damn the rest of his life. He's gonna take some vacations, but he's definitely gonna be. He's gonna go to college there. All that.
Copy. Everything. I don't know. That city's kind of motivating though.
What?
In a way of to get your education.
Okay.
And to like be there. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is, I'm with the Keene University. Then I went to beauty school for esthetician. So I'm an esthetician.
Okay,
shout out to
you. I see your skin green.
Where was that?
Copy.
Was that in the same city or was that?
Yes, that was in Jersey. All that was in Jersey. So after I had graduated that, I got into dancing because one of my classmates was a fucking dancer.
Wow, negative influences.
Wait, can I curse?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I know a lot of dancers that went to esthetician school.
Oh my god.
That's
gosh.
Like a natural progression. I'm gonna keep it through.
But no, she
the
was
the other way around though, not esthetician school to dancing though. It's usually the other way around. Like they dance, save some money, like you know I'm gonna change my life. Learn something new.
She was older than me, so I guess you can't say I was influenced because she used to come into the class. Balling, I'm talking about fly. Balling, looking like I'm like, okay, what you doing besides, you know, facials. She's like, I dance here and dance there, like, you know, da, 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 and everything. Uh-huh. But since then, I said, you know, I'm gonna try it. But I didn't really, like, you know, was that confident. I went to go, you know, become a bottle girl at first.
Yeah.
In Philly.
Man, I don't know if you ever heard of Sin City, because Sin City was in New York
in the Bronx?
As well. And then they moved to Philly.
For real?
They I did took not over know that. Vanity Graham.
I did not know that. Wow.
It's so nice in there, too. It's so nice.
They started off Bottle Girl Sin City. Tell us that. What was that like?
The manager, he convinced me. No, he convinced me. What? He convinced me to be a dancer. He was just like, Cece, you're very pretty, but you got a body to be a dancer. Just try it. Just try it. So I eventually tried it, and then.
Hold on. Slow down. First day. What was the first day like? Your first day on the pole. How'd that go?
How much you make your first night? That's what I want. How much you make your first night?
I was so scared. Like, you guys, you gotta understand. Like, when you're not used to like taking your clothes off, well, I'm talking about. I'm young.
You gotta get butt ass.
Thank God, we just gotta show titties in Philly.
Okay.
You don't gotta.
How was that for you? Showing your titties. Was you crying?
No. I had my titties pierced, so I was like, kind of like wanted to show them all.
You was ready to show them joints.
Yes.
Are they still pierced?
No.
Why? What happened?
I took them out. But no, so the first day was very intense for me. I cannot forget it. It was this one dude that had this like suit on and shit. He was very sophisticated because, you know, Sin City is like a gentleman's club. Yeah. You know, right? Okay. So he came in, you know, fast forward. I made a good little 300 by him. But after that, it was just like, I was just too scared to like walk up to anybody. I didn't know what to say. What the fuck do I say to these niggas? These niggas are old as hell. So I'm like, what do I say to these guys?
Yeah.
So
how long was you in Philly doing that?
For a while. Then I met a friend. Her name is Tiny. Where we actually became Sin Twins. So we became like a little thing for the club.
Bro. So bro, I just perked up. Like, how does that work?
Hold on. So we were doing a lot of pole tricks and stuff.
Are you nice on the pole? Like, you in the game?
Yeah. So we was doing a lot on the pole. So we became like the main thing. So Dream Doll used to work for Sin City. Okay. And she was a Sin Twin as well. Got so that it. Was kind of cool. Like,
was she working inside while you was there?
No. Oh, she was working already... the one in New York.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, fast forward. Started dancing. You know, got more into it. Got a little. Then the pandemic happened.
So talk
everything
about
everything shut down.
Pandemic happens. You was in Philly. So how did you get to Atlanta? How did that come about? And what were you doing during the pandemic? How did you make money? Let's tell the streets want to know.
Y'all know about here during the pandemic.
Yeah, they was fake lit. But go ahead. So how'd you end up in Atlanta from Philly?
Okay,
from
so Sin City? Y'all on know and heard about that fucking shit called Forex.
Yeah, we heard of Forex.
So. I'm not going down. All right, Forex is a whole pyramid scheme, right? All right, cool.
Hold on. Don't slander. Forex is the market. The niggas that was scamming Forex.
Yeah, the niggas that was like sign up and all that.
They was making a scam around Forex. But Forex is just a market. It's a money market.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's the name of a money market. I thought Forex was the actual stupid company that we're all trying to get people to sign up for.
Forex is the name of the money market.
No, that's the market.
Okay, but I learned a lot from that.
Okay, so you got caught up in a Forex sign-up scam.
The Ponzi was going hard. That was one of the illest Ponzi that sweep the nation.
What?
This was in Philly.
I haven't seen them niggas
since. They sweep the nation. That was the ill Ponzi.
It was.
Yeah.
It was
Did really you get anybody cool. to sign up under you?
I became 150.
What that mean?
I had three people under me. Oh, all right. I convinced three people.
I mean, shit. Did they convince anybody? That's the key.
That's the thing,
key is
right?
them. They got to convince somebody. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't stop with you.
Man,
like, you
got to
get five sturdy niggas, and then hopefully they should, you know what I mean, take off.
Yo,
so, Forex hit. Did you feel like you lost time, money? What happened? Talk to us.
I didn't lose money because I gained money. So you and won. I gained knowledge. So would I do Forex? So now that you explained that Forex is just the thing, I think I would go back into it. I know people that make trading, bread in Forex, like, but like
real Forex, though, like you learn the market, learn the trade, like, and really in there trading, not like paying a group to give you tips and whatever the fuck.
Okay, if you know the strategy, because they teach you strategies. If you know the strategy, bro, you know all that shit is on the internet, though. Okay, if
you don't have to pay nobody for that shit. She was 19. Yeah, I mean, now she knows better. We exactly. All, listen, we've all been finessed. We all go through growing pains. I've been a part of a Ponzi scheme or two. With that wheel shit, you had like, niggas, this nigga
no, just had like 10 niggas signed up. Oh, this is 21? Ah, you still young.
Think about it, yeah.
You just trying to get some fast paper. Mm-hmm. So Philly, Forex. Now what?
Forex had an event. We flew out to Atlanta. Yeah. Copy. But I had a friend out here in Atlanta that moved from Jersey. I can say her name. Nori. Shout out to Nori. Superstar. What's up, baby? Superstar. What's going on, Nori? Hello. So Nori's from Jersey as well. So we knew each other from high school. A lot of Jersey. So she moved. Her and her family moved to Atlanta. Mm. So when I was doing Forex, we going to Atlanta. I got three people to convince. Nori
was one of them. Yes. Oh shit! I can't wait till I see her again. So I got Forex Nori. Face.
I got her cousin Lala. That's my friend too. And then I got her boyfriend at the time. Nori had a boyfriend or Lala? No, Lala. Who knew? That is crazy. So we went out there as a group. We got an Airbnb. That shit was cool. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit was dope. So this was
the Airbnb. It was out here.
It was out here. Yeah. Okay. Far as hell from Atlanta, but it was a vibe. When I say like, it just felt motivating to be around a group of young folks that wanted to get some money.
Trying to get some money. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know,
it just felt good. Okay. It was a vibe.
So now this is like we're entering towards this. So we come out here, you in Atlanta, pandemic right around the corner. What made you just say, okay, I'm going to stay in Atlanta and work? And did you get money during the pandemic? And talk to us about that.
Of course.
Yeah, what inspired you to say, yo, I'm posting up. Fuck this. I'm not leaving.
So you was one of the, you was a part of the pandemic. You was lit.
We don't gotta say specifics. I was going to say, I left and came back. I ain't going to hold you. Because I had a nigga in Philly. And so when I came to Atlanta, I just fell in love with the city. It was more to offer. Okay. And I seen my business. And then I started with my lash thing all over again. So I was like, I want to take my lash business out there and see where I could go. Really? So.
How'd you get into? I just happened to know
people. Your relationship was smoked after that. It
was. Yeah. But, you know, he was chill. He was cool. Like, shout out to you. You know who you are. He was cool.
Yeah, you got to be supportive and just let her fly at that point. Because it's like, don't try to keep the relationship going.
Yeah, he was cool with it. Like, he was just like, go ahead. But pursue your dreams. It wasn't for nobody else. But anyways, I went out there. And let's just say I was still dancing before I went out there. I made sure I got hired at a club.
Okay. So you made your
I made sure I had a job before I
went out. Where were you dancing?
Do we have to say that?
Yeah, streets want to know.
Streets want to know. I ain't going to lie. Cause you don't work there no more, so it's like
I sure don't.
You know what I mean?
Ace of Clubs owned by Blind
Music. Savage. You a demon.
I don't know what made them convince me to go there. You but are a demon. That club was compared to Sin City. From a gentleman's club to that.
Nah, you's a demon for real.
They taught me a lot.
FIB? You is a demon.
They taught me what? A lot. What's
one of those out there with the ghouls and the goblins?
Yes, she was.
Exactly. What? They were like, see, I'm a very shy. They don't know that though, but I think they eventually like figured it out. Okay. But I'm a very shy person. But I'm very nice. Very fucking nice. But it's okay.
Shy dancer is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very fucking nice. So like, eventually they got to realize that not only do she dance, but she do makeup, she do lashes. But just started coming to me for services.
Yeah.
So they just peeped my game, and then also I was very vocal about me being in a relationship too. So like, nobody was trying me. I don't know. They just respected me.
So you were still, you were still promoting the Philly nigga at the time? No. Oh, you had a new relationship.
New relationship.
Damn. Oh, you were fast.
That's crazy.
We gonna
talk about the new relationship. You had a new nigga before your first job.
That's crazy. Let's just say, as soon as I touched down, they
was on you.
They was on my ass. So I just said, "Fuck it, let's try it on some fun shit." Uh
huh. Focusonyourself.com, King.
Talk about the pandemic and that.
Well.
That
they know the city, so might as well.
Jeez Louise. Now, you said you benefited off the pandemic and things that was going on. Mm-hmm. What money you feel like was better during that time, during the peak, the pandemic money. I ain't gonna hold you.
The pandemic money was the best money because not only was we were getting that extra bread. If you guys got unemployment, y'all was getting that extra $600. That shit was lit. Not only was you getting whatever you was getting, but you was getting extra $600.
Happy. And was they coming into the clubs with that money too? That let's talk about it.
They was spending so much money. Talk about how they was spending. Like when I say so much money, y'all, like I missed that summer. Like that summer was so a little Budway nice.
That used to just cop apes once every 2 weeks was buying zips at a time. Like niggas was like, I'll never forget. I knew it was lit. When I had one of my hood niggas on the west side, he was like, yo, pull up on me. I need 2 zips. I'll pay you $40 to take me to the ATM. The ATM was like a mile away. I'm like, oh, niggas is throwing the money away. Yo,
when I say,
niggas was throwing it away. You hear me? What? Niggas say, yo, I'll give you 40. Just take me up the block. I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever you want to do. Shitting me.
Niggas when I say showing off, showing the fuck off. Niggas that, like you said, niggas that didn't have money.
They couldn't wait to spend it, right?
Yo, that's the funniest part, B, because it's like, that was the funniest part of that whole time period because it's like, yo, this you looking at niggas like, yo, that shit is burning a hole in your pocket, B. And it's like, I know the feeling. Like, I've been there before. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
you be like, I gotta let it go.
And it's like, yo, these niggas don't know what it's like. Like, I'd have been up and down. You know what I'm saying? When you a nigga that hit the bag, the shit, and blew it, was fucked up. And you could see it like, oh, he's gonna be popped. And you see it ahead of time like, damn, he's gonna be broke as hell. He's gonna be shit too.
Let me cut you off real quick. Like, I know people that, like, I'll give you an example. I'm not gonna say nobody's name, but somebody that had a car and lost the car, they had the car, caught their pandemic money, and then like a year later ended up selling a car. So like, not only did you got a plus
a year, shit, that niggas was lucky for a year. That was a God bless you. What? Yeah. Yo, niggas was striking for 30 bands and spent 20 on a chain off the rimmer.
You know how many niggas I know seen him with the Cardi and got the whatchamacallit? Like,
yo,
the
and I'm like, yo, when you sell that shit back for half price, you're gonna shit yourself, bro.
I'm not gonna hold you. That pandemic had a smell to it too.
What was the smell?
Baccarat.
Oh shit.
Musty niggas got that. Oh my god, now niggas discover Baccarat for the first time.
So anytime I smell it, it brings me back to that time.
Crazy.
I'd be like,
Fee niggas said that shit had a smell to it.
That is
Baki Bak.
Yeah, that was a strange time period, man. So many new niggas popped up out the woodworks. Like, yo, who is fam? We in the same age group? Never seen them.
Niggas was
big money Mark. Number 993 popped up on there. It's all type of funny Instagram things popping up. Niggas got mad bottles. Like, who is this?
I know somebody that got a Bentayga, went IG, posted it. That shit was gone in 2 months. Literally. Like, from Bentayga back to the streets.
Yo, B, that was one of the craziest time periods niggas ever witnessed, B. Hands down.
But it was great money. Like you said, the money was amazing, right?
Money was great.
So how long was this going on? Because the pandemic was like 21, probably to the beginning of 22. Was you still dancing throughout all of that?
I was still dancing. And I guess you could say as you're dancing, you get to meet different guys and different, like, people.
Different girls.
So I guess you could say it's just the talk. As, like, after you finish dancing, you know, as the girls, as we count our money, not only are they making this money, there's other ways to make bread. And
so they just start talking about money. There's a lot of money conversations going on.
Now you talking my language. Like, what y'all talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, at this point, he's scamming. Sex, drug, you name it. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not for none of that, but scamming, talk to me.
White collar.
Yeah.
Talk to me nice. What?
The victimless crimes, almost, so
to speak. Let's just say.
So you got into the scamming. Was you scamming and dancing?
I was.
Oh, so it was lit.
It was more like
respect for not being lazy.
Yeah,
we don't. Most treat, a lot of treats just strike for a bag and just start not doing, just leave the other shit alone. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, nah.
I know. I like me. I like working hard.
I respect the work ethic.
Yeah. So it's coming in. It's lit.
It's lit as hell. Not only that. Let's fast forward. I'm not in that relationship no more.
Oh, but we want to talk about that. This whole shorty.
Did you park? So did you park the nigga because you got up? Cause did the bands go up and tell you time to park?
Rewind, Rich, rewind.
When he went up, it was ironic. When he went up, shorty started cheating.
So we got to talk about shorty. How did you end up in a relationship with a girl in the first place from a nigga? Was this your first lady relationship?
It was my second. It was my first official relationship.
So you was doing some Sin Twin shit in Philly? Was that the introduction?
Oh, no. Okay. That was just my friend, yeah. She's still my friend to this day.
Okay, shout out to Sin Twin. All right, so we gotta take 3 steps back. Hold on. Rich, so she came to Atlanta. How did you end up with a shorty?
Okay, so remember how I said I convinced her to do Forex?
Okay, you convinced the young convinced girl. Her.
So, you know, eventually, just started hanging out a lot. Uh-huh. She the one that caught me down. Like, she was like, yeah, you're not fucking with nobody. Oh, you want to be in Atlanta? Are you going to be with me?
Oh, said, I'm about to eat
so
you.
So, friend wasn't really friendly.
Nah, friend told her, like, yo, this is really what it is.
Friend wasn't friendly.
I got a plastic drink.
Friend wanted some box.
I will never forget it. We was at Mama's. You remember, you know, Mama's? The Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, Cheshire Piedmont, whatever.
What? What's the restaurant that got burnt down because they had so many trees in there and leaves? Not Mama's.
Trees and leaves and got burnt down?
Yes, because they had a natural fire in there.
I don't know.
It's a Mexican, or anyways, the Mexican restaurant. It was that one that was next to Mama's. But anyways, we were in there. Shorty was just like, "Yeah, you ain't doing nothing else but being with me." So I was like, "All right, cool." But I ain't think nothing of it because I'm like, she's just a female, and at the end of the day, I'm still gonna do me.
But how was that like crossing that initial threshold to like being intimate with a woman?
I like it.
Oh, you was into it.
Yeah. She was like more. She was a stud. She wasn't like no bitch for real. And to be honest, like I don't like no girly girl.
Oh, you like a stud? You like stud niggas? Like nigga? Like, okay.
Happy. Close to a nigga. Cause I don't like bitches for real.
So that was a new experience.
So what? So I don't
like bitches for real.
You don't like bitches for real. So you only like bitches that kind of remind you of niggas a little bit.
She was a nigga. Technically.
I'll be like, I'm cool. I don't really usually like bisexual joints because they don't know how to deal with niggas for real. And like, they do weird shit during sex, like be licking your nipples and shit. And be like, bro, like, calm down, bro. I really don't like having sex with bisexual bitches, yo.
Some nigga asked me one time, it was fucking, he asked me to lick his nipple. I said, what?
It kind of throws me off. Like, he's super sucking my nipple. I'm not a joint. Like, it's not doing nothing for me at all.
But why would I turn y'all on?
I don't need my nipples sucked. Play with my dick. I'm good.
I mean, if whatever's doing for you, go for it. But trust me, it's not doing it. Whatever I do for you when I suck your nipple is not doing the same thing for me. Trust me. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, yo, yeah, but that's like just what I'm about. Like you said, what I'm
about. You like when a girl suck your titty?
It's
cool.
It's cool. Like, let's just say, it's not a big.
What? Let me ask you this. What do you? Is there something that a woman does better than a nigga, or that you prefer a woman to do?
I definitely can say that a female definitely eats
box better.
Yeah, that
makes sense.
It's just the honest truth.
Yeah, that's not even a battle I'm trying to fight at that point.
Yeah, like, I can see that. I mean, because if you got a box, you won't know how you want your box ate.
Yeah. So like, even a nigga could eat good too. Don't get me wrong. Like a nigga could eat.
Okay. The regular shit, but. A shorty,
an Olympic box eating shorty is probably gonna beat any nigga, no matter how. Like, I mean, you got your niggas out here that really study box though, like, like they got the box to a science. Well, it's born. It's niggas that really got the box broken down.
That is funny.
What about the strap on? Like, I always wonder about that. Like,
what's up with the moaning, bro? Can we talk about this? Like, why are they acting like they like? What are they getting? Like, when they throw it in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
When I ain't gonna hold you. No. This is the thing, though. It depends on what you got, like, going on.
I'm just wondering, like what is happening?
You sucked the strap on.
Hell yeah.
Was she moaning? Did she act like
was,
it was
lit? Yes, she was. Because you know why? Yo. wait. Listen,
that's my whole self for today. I'm all set of you bitches moaning with a strap on. Like, now get the fuck off. Seriously. For real. Like, we've had enough.
All right. I understand you trying to understand, like, okay, why the fuck is she moaning if she don't, like, she not feeling it?
At all.
Me, I had a vibrator on her clit. Think about it. The
oh, underneath, strip. Underneath exactly. The.
Oh, so that's more.
A lot of contraption.
A lot of shit going on. You gotta do a lot of shit.
So it's like it really. I'm gonna Radio Shack before we blink.
Have you fucked the bitch with the strap on?
Yeah, her.
Oh, for real? Oh, so like studs take it too?
Let's just say it's not all that. I don't.
That's
even
the
want
shit
it.
That weird to me. Like, if you were that bitch with the plastic,
I don't even want it.
Do you have more respect for men after having a blade down?
Does that hurt your vagina?
It. It's like okay. I guess you could say it's just cold. Like it's not.
Do you have more respect for men after slamming, after laying your own wood down? Do you have more respect for the effort a man got to put in to the slamming?
They don't even put effort.
So you didn't put no effort in it.
They don't put effort.
What?
She feel like the. I guess she's saying the niggas is that she is not putting no effort into it. Really, the niggas.
Jeez.
That's unfortunate.
That's terrible. What? They don't put no effort. Sounds crazy.
It's like, how can I say it? Like.
When you fuck with the strap on, or like, yeah. Do you feel like you lay in pipe? Like you really do no, it?
They're not.
You're not either.
What else? What much can I do?
You like, run with the yeah,
only
butt, strap.
Think about it. It's only but so much movement before the shit pops off.
Oh, I don't know how that shit works.
Yeah, I don't know how that shit works.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't you know can't that. Do that much movement.
It's ain't really harnessed on. Y'all got it strapped on. It's a strap on.
It's a strap on, but
it's
the strap
on.
It's strapped on, but it's. You gotta understand. You could change the length. You
this
could
is
change
adjustable.
The,
y'all
you could
mean
change
to
the
be?
Instrument.
What?
You could change the instrument.
Well,
because
oh,
why?
So the harness comes with adjustable.
Young Miami came out with a strip.
Yeah. She freaky as hell,
she
bro.
Is.
Why is she so damn freaky?
She did.
She freaky as a motherfucker.
And let's just say,
I ain't gonna lie. Whenever they accuse her, she did that.
She
shit.
She got something going on with her little
she's
shit.
She freaky as hell.
She got something going on.
You know,
on
Candy
with
made multi millions off the sex toys. That's a big
Candy
game. That's a big game.
Her.
Don't you fucking sleep.
Candy cosmetics, so yeah. Not cosmetics.
Especially if
you
are somebody that look
yeah.
good that people already want to fuck. Yeah, start selling that freaky shit. Why not?
It's so it was a cold. So the dildo
was
just cold as fuck when you when they.
So what do they do?
Fuck?
Like, do they like how do you like put it in a blanket first? Like, how do you get? How do they get it right?
I get it right.
Like in chain
gang,
you
suck
wrap the food
so
in a blanket.
So think about it.
So, sucking plastic.
So we're sucking to warm it up. We're sucking. Sometimes.
Yo, freeze, disrespectful. Yo,
because think about it.
Yo, sucking the plastic is in fucking safe. It's almost unhinged. I'm going to go.
Right. It is.
It's
and
unhinged.
Then, but the thing again,
like,
you gotta like make sure you keep doing
both
it because it gets cold.
Like on all parties. Like if you was to tell me, like I've had threesomes, like
scissor,
and the bitches
bro.
Like scissors, and y'all just 69 and eating each other, sucking titties.
That
I'm
scissor
cool.
That shit is not cool neither.
But when
y'all
both strap, you don't like scissoring?
We try on some funny shit, like on some drunk shit, like yo, you wanna just try to see if it works.
And then do nothing.
That shit didn't. And when I say it's like a whole like obstacle, like you're not in a yoga position for real. Like it's
yeah.
it don't make
it's like,
sense.
Yeah, it is. It is
like
yoga.
It don't make sense. You're not hitting nothing. Like
yeah, you need some pretty big
nothing.
Pussies for that.
Not only that, but you just
and that's a lot. Like you gotta like right. you gotta really be grinding and shit.
Yeah, so like,
that pussy
yeah.
was wide.
You need a pretty big box.
What was pussy description? It was too small. Do you like sucking human dick, nigga dick, or eating pussy? What do you prefer?
I would say eating pussy is easier than sucking dick. Only because my jaw locks, but like, yeah, like eventually, don't get me wrong, I love sucking my
like,
man's dick. Like,
okay.
I like pleasing my man.
Respectfully.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's not a problem.
But
like,
you prefer to eat pussy?
It's just,
what does more for you? What turns
easier
you on more?
To eat pussy, huh?
Yeah. What turns you on more?
He says it's just easier.
That's
crazy.
It is.
It is, for real.
What turns you on? I think because, you know, it's like.
Okay, there we go. She's still
like,
hetero.
Like,
don't get it fucked up.
Because it turns me on seeing a man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to see you get turned on. I'm a pleaser. Like, any of my exes, like, will tell you, like, I'm a pleaser. So I
that's
like
30.
To.
I be like that energy. We like, we're all set. We like pleasers, pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we into that. Do you feel
high sex drive is the key. But anyways.
Like, when you see a shorty, like, do you still be like, oh, she fire, I want to bust her down? Or is like, Not really.
I just be like, she cute.
Yeah.
What every time I think about a bitch, I think about that ex-ho. So it's like, no.
Was it that traumatizing?
Not traumatized. I just realized I really don't like bitches because I was craving dick towards the end of our relationship, and it was just like, damn, we really about to be here, for a minute now.
It's a lot of rubber dick. It's a lot of rubber, B.
I don't want to sound like that because you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it is true.
It is true. And she knew because she seen messages on my phone too. I think that's what it made.
Oh, so you started cheating? Or you started talking to niggas?
I started talking to my sisters and
just talking about them. Oh, like, yo,
just
this
telling
is,
them, like, yo, I'm
on some
like,
penis.
And she went through my messages. The way she went through my message from my MacBook. She never went through my phone. So, crafty. Fuck you, MacBook.
crafty Inspector Gadget.
The MacBook definitely could be a nigga downfall, for sure.
Snitching.
What was the emotional part, like, as far as, like, the arguments and shit like
that? It was cool. Okay. Like, that was my best friend. Like, she was cool. Like, she was cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, like, she was cool. Like, we still friends.
That's still valid. Okay.
But... would we ever do that? Fuck no.
No way. No way, Jose.
I blame her, though. And she committed it, though. I blame her for even ruining our friendship. Because she the one that wanted it.
That's real. Mm.
Okay. But, I mean, like you said, y'all don't hate each other.
Yeah, it should be hilarious, though. We could
laugh. It's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube, though. Once you start cracking your friend, it's like, kind of hard to just be cool. Like, I mean, you could be cool, but it's not going to be the same coolness.
It's not the same cool.
Yeah.
At least when you get drunk, you got somebody to
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's fun for a while until it gets messy. It's gonna get messy for sure. Somebody's feelings gonna get hurt eventually.
Usually. It's hard to find somebody that know how to keep a player.
That's the thing. It doesn't work like
that. If y'all were actually cool, then you start cracking, definitely gonna be like, cause you were already friends.
Exactly. That's why it's cool now.
If you start cracking, it was one person that liked you the whole time.
Yeah, usually anyway, somebody's
she
going.
She obviously likes you the whole time. She was being cool, but she's been plotting on you. She's been wanting to fuck.
Somebody's going to go over the deep end.
Yes.
It's going to be some arguments and shit. Like.
Let's just not even go there then. Fuck it. Let's just not even go there. Fuck that.
Because there's going to come a time you're going to link a joint. You're going to do something to piss her off or the other way around. You're going to do something to piss the nigga off.
Nah, I think it's really cool because she's in a whole relationship.
That helps.
And me and my boo showed up to her restaurant and everything. So it's kind of like,
she was cool. She ain't really act goofy.
I mean, the girlfriend was there too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's goofy. After y'all went whole relationship and all that. That's like an aftermath type joint.
But I would imagine if you would have showed up to a restaurant and she was single, like still like heartbroken or whatever, like she'd have been dread.
Yeah, the moving on definitely is a factor. Because if one's single and on some like shit's not shaking for them and the other one's on some happily running around.
Was she
okay
with the breakup or with the step off? Or was it like, chill, we got to work through it?
Nah, it was hard. I wasn't okay with it. Like, bitch, you just... Ooh, I was so mad. Like, I just wanted to fuck her up. I just wanted to keep
I always heard that the girl-on-girl relationship, they get physical. Did they get physical with y'all ever? Oh, it did.
It did.
Damn.
Yeah, you like, I heard they, like, really start
hitting
on each other.
I didn't see that. What?
They beat on each other.
I don't want Shirley to hear this. The mom and I want Shirley to hear this.
If you think about it, that's way more simple. Like, if it was no disadvantage, like, if I wasn't not allowed to hit this joint, I would probably slap shit out of her. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? It's kind of like, I didn't mean it, but at the same time, it's like she knew what the fuck she was doing.
Like, if you press my button, she made me hit
her. That's why she never, ever, like, fought back, because she knew she fucked up, but she knew that she was, you know.
Oh, so it was just you putting hands on
her. She was gaining evidence against you for another time to cook you.
Yeah.
That shit ain't cool though. Don't put your hands on nobody.
Nah,
that shit ain't cool. Don't
put your hands on people.
No.
Oh, you're off that. That's the old.
That's the old me. Fuck.
That's not my first choice.
Just don't let
me
be alone with
you. I'm definitely paying for you.
If I'm in love with you,
Senses get clenched.
look at you.
I'm going open. I got a good open hand for you. I ain't gonna lie. Good Sean Connery.
Stick his hell, nah. There you go. I'm glad a good old man is crazy.
Yo, man, sometimes bitches be bugging, bro.
I look like Kermit.
Green is the color. That's the color of money.
Yeah. I understand it.
Abundant. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Look like Kermit.
You stupid. She's silly.
Yeah.
All right, so you transitioned out of the, you know what I mean? Atlanta had you. That. Atlanta made you gay. Then you transitioned
turned you out. Yo, Atlanta. Yo, she got you.
That was funny.
Crazy. That's funny. That's but it's crazy.
She happened like, until I got to Atlanta.
Nigga, Atlanta turned her out. Atlanta put her made on you gay. Gay. You know what I mean? So where was it like, all right, enough is enough. I'm going to go this direction.
I'm not gay anymore.
I'm not gay and I want to get a job. No more skinny.
You
no
know
more
you traumatized when you'd be like, yo, I'm not gay anymore and I want a real job. Like, I need to change my life. I am fucking traumatized. Atlanta do that to you.
I think it was after I moved out.
So y'all was living together?
Yeah,
okay.
We were.
Aw. That was a real relationship. Damn.
Yeah.
That's too deep. Yo, at my big age, I still haven't lived with nobody. It's just crazy.
Ooh, I don't recommend it.
I've done it before. It's just whack.
Do not recommend it.
You need your own space.
Bro. That too. And I need, you need time to
you need time
to
yourself. Yeah, I need a couple days off.
Like, I feel like I'm not going to, when I do it, it's going to be like, house. I got a whole
your
place to go be.
Say,
yeah,
it gotta be your fiance.
Yeah, like I got space. Like I got a den. I got, you know what I mean? I might have a code on that shit and not let you in here.
Mind you, I did that shit twice.
Ooh. Already? You only 20? What you just said? You only 20, baby?
The person I was living with in Philly.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That was cool, though. Like, it was straight. It started getting iffy.
Of course. What was iffy about it? What was throwing you off?
It was a lot. Like,
yeah, you gotta see a nigga every day.
At that young of an age to live with somebody, like, it's locked in with you every single day is crazy.
Hell yeah. I didn't first live with somebody until I was like late 20s, like 27.
The true colors start showing too.
Yeah. Wow. You don't really know nobody until you live with them, eat with them, or travel with them.
You know what I mean? Yo, traveling with a motherfucker changed shit up quick.
Yeah. You see what type of person, how they really act, how they give it up, how they move, like how they prioritize shit. Like, that'll really show you who's who for sure. And you know, you eat with a nigga, show you a lot too. What the fuck? Probably gonna be fooled.
What's the clues in the eating? Break that down. I wanna hear that one.
Oh, with the eating, it's just like, it can start from like when you go to a restaurant, how they talk to a waiter.
Oh, man, that's heavy.
Saying, like, for real.
I ain't even, oh, that's what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm a waitress.
You know
please
mean?
Respect them. Man. Please tip.
I can tell when I take a bit, I'll be like, oh, this spot is above her.
Yeah.
Like, she's not even ready for the type of spot.
She's not ready for that type of shit. You know what I mean? Like,
you can tell. From the outfit to the how she
dressed, all of that shit.
How she
eat, her manners, all that shit. Like, you know what I mean? She smacked.
Gotta take her somewhere with a hookah and some lamb chops.
Ooh, I hate hookah. And I hate chops.
Okay, cool.
Not everybody's the same.
You're not hooked out. That's yeah.
See, I got hooked out. I mean, when I came out here.
Oh, you was hooked out. You got off that too.
I got hooked out.
Did that get left in the transition from scamming and stripping?
Yeah, because the dancing life, you just surrounded by that shit.
Yeah, that shit is bad.
My hair always used to smell like smoke.
Yeah, what?
Hookah, money.
The money, but it's like definitely 10-minute shower every day on the pull up, mandatory. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot. Like you said, and that shit stay in your head.
Yo,
like,
I'm gonna be real, bro. That has to be the worst thing about like dealing with strippers and bartenders, like and waitresses.
Yes.
Like when they get off and like you pull up at my shit 4 or 5 in the morning, smelling like motherfucking
outside shit.
Like. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you don't deal with her like that, she can't even get in the shower because you ain't got no situation for her to shower. Now it's like, how bad do you want to butt? I mean, you're going to clap, but it's like, Jesus Christ.
I feel like dealing with the must.
You damn it. I mean, she not musty. Oh, that's not
that
musty.
Bad, that was a bad word.
But I
was
going to say.
But if damn it, like, yo, I'm prepared. I know she's going to have that club smell. I damn it got to take 2 shots before she walk in this motherfucker. I got to drink 2 shots. Yeah, well,
I
got to
get high myself. Like, I got to
light a spliff. Let me make my crib stuff for like the club.
Yeah, like, make this like
the club. I have to deal with this shit. You feel me?
Real shit.
That's very true.
This the shit a nigga gotta go through.
And I felt as though my life was living in the dark too. Like, think about it.
Yeah, you're the freaky creep in the nighttime.
I woke up
moving like
around like 2, 3.
Yeah.
Make sure I had to run my errands, get my nails, know, get whatever I had to get done before do a scam. Eight.
To hit a little scam.
Yeah, do a scammy scam.
To get right back into the darkness. Freaky, creepy darkness.
And then right to dancing.
Before the bank closes at 5. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get to the... Yeah, bank closes at 5, so shit got to get done. Listen, I was always... I never looked at people taking advantage of the bank as a bad thing because banks used to accept...
That's how I feel.
Banks used to accept slaves as collateral for loans. So, and as a black man, it's like, all right, fuck out of here. Like, y'all can lose a couple of M's. So, y'all be all right. Yeah. I mean, y'all been extorting niggas, taking money from niggas for years.
Y'all
so,
going, George. I feel like, the same way.
Anybody that was taking advantage of a bank, like, your moral compass is still good in my book. Like, that's regular. They, you know what I mean? They was due. It's karma. Fuck. They be all right.
You know how many money they owe us?
They owe us a lot. Niggas. Fuck them niggas. But
that's my mentality. But I.
But you did. You had the pussy and the titty out. Yeah. In the club. Was that hard for you though? We didn't even get into that.
We didn't get into that.
Oh my god! The first time you pulled your box out, how did that go?
The first time. You see, I know I got a pretty cat.
The first time you live action. Can we hear about the first time you live action pulled your box out?
She said she got a pretty box. Right? She said she got faith on her box.
What Rob Nine say?
What he said?
He said,
is it piss?
I keep a pee that pussy pee, huh?
Is it piss?
My shit pretty.
Is it pierced though?
Pierced? No. No, okay. It's not. I actually was going to.
What stopped you?
What?
Like during the dark movement, it was lit. Everything was on the table. Everything was on the table.
When they get into that little freaky darkness of their life, the OnlyFans is on the table. All the piercings is on the table. They thought about it. Yeah, you
thought about it. Don't front.
Yeah, you think about it.
I actually didn't.
Wifey wasn't going for it.
Never one time.
Not even one time.
Okay.
Only because I just feel like,
damn.
It's too much. I gotta draw a line
somewhere. Yeah, I am to that portion. No, for real. I'm just like, y'all.
So back up. You felt like you had a pretty box.
I do.
Okay, respectfully.
I like that confidence. You say no feel.
I do. It's pretty and it's small.
Okay. Oh, that's always good.
That's why she couldn't sizzle.
So
I'm figuring it all out.
It wasn't really hard for me to, honestly. So it was just like
because by then the confidence was up, just dancing and shit.
And seeing everybody else doing the same thing also brought me some type of comfortability. And then when the bitches go on stage and seeing their pussy compared to mine, I said, "Oh yeah, I'm
big
okay.
meat,
big meat boy,
wild love, okay, hook,
nasty works, roast beef."
What was the first night in Atlanta like? What was
inside
that,
out,
what was
brand
that
new shit.
How was
oh
that?
Oh my god. Okay, so let's just say my first night. I had to come back the second night because, you know, the first night ain't really the night for you because it's like you just...
You're just scoping and
scoping
to fill
shit
it out.
Around, just trying to, you know...
See how niggas is,
So then the second time I came, what? I'm telling you, it was during the pandemic.
Okay. Yeah.
Made so much fucking bread. Like, it was to the point where the other girls were motivating me because I seen how hard they were working. They were do. And I'm just, like, looking at the floor because I'm like, usually niggas in Philly, they throw money. Mm-hmm. They'll give you 20s or they'll give you like I said, a gentleman's club is what I'm used to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I went to this, you know, popping pussy club, like I'm seeing niggas throwing money. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I have to, like, what's she doing? Mm-hmm. To the point where I'm like literally looking at each and every bitch when they go on stage, how they arching their back, how they moving their ass.
I learned how to move my ass
when I got to Atlanta.
Okay.
I never knew how to clap my ass. Till I got here.
You better learn.
Look at Atlanta contributing to society.
Yeah, dude.
What?
The Ave always contributes.
Turned her out, learned how to clap.
What?
Learned to scammy scam. Like, you can't, I mean, goddamn. You ready for the world. And shit, me. Hello.
Y'all put me on. I ain't gonna hold you. Even talking to, like, guys and just, like, pursuing them. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, I'm listening. I'm like, when I say, like, when you really want some money, you're going to follow the people that you know that's getting most
of the
club.
I met you during the pandemic too, right?
Okay.
I don't even remember how I met.
Okay.
Just... Origin stories is always random.
Yeah.
You can say who had the money at that time.
Yeah, you were spending.
She
was spending. I'll say that. When I met her, she was spending money every day.
That was the era.
They was spending that shit, Rich. Like, yo.
I felt back in that era. I was like, there's no way I'm about to sit and compete with a nigga with his first check. I'm about to sit here. I'm just waiting for him to run out of
for
his
him
shit.
To run
I'm about
it?
To chill.
Yeah.
That's how I played that one. Niggas was them paying niggas triple. Just... Yo, when I that the band thing was the funniest shit.
I
niggas
just
was paying
told
quadruple,
you that.
Triple, double for everything. Like, it was ridiculous.
Nigga paid me $40 to drive him a mile to take him to the ATM to take out more money to give me for some bud. Yeah, like, bro. That's what was going on.
The club, all that shit.
Niggas would be like, yo, I'm on this side of town, like, I'll pay you an extra $150 if you could, like, bring some weed or something. Like, that's what was going on top of what the regular price was. You know what I mean? Or I'll buy two times. It was a frenzy. You know what I mean? Full-on fucking frenzy.
Yeah, it was.
Like, ain't no way. Like, this shit was different.
Yeah. It really was, though.
So, yeah, Atlanta turned you out. Mm-hmm. Lit. So, what was the line drawn at? Like, where was it? When did it be like, all right, I'm gonna go this direction. Like, what caused the decision? What was the catalyst?
Say, Yana fixed my life. How did that go? With call Yana, like, how did it go?
You get on your knees one day. Talk to the, you know what I mean?
I forgot to tell you guys. Okay, my brother from Jersey, London, had moved from Jersey
to
Atlanta.
Jersey. Mm-hmm. Shout out a lot of Jersey.
Him and my
episode.
Sister, him, look, Keisha and London, they moved out here
from Jersey.
Known me ever since I was, you know, kid. Was in my sweet 16 and everything. So, like, they know me.
So, they put mad judgment into your life?
Not at all. They knew about me.
Oh, I was about
like,
to say.
Trying to see what CeCe up to.
I thought they came down here.
You
almost
took them out.
But Lyndon's sister, Chanel, been living out here for the longest time. And so, eventually, they came out here. They seen what's up. Finally got a crib or whatnot.
Okay.
And Lyndon had found a church on TikTok. Yeah.
A church?
A church on TikTok. Because he's trying to, like, he's in a new city. He's trying to find a church.
Okay.
So what? That ass? Okay.
Yeah. So, me, I was always into church and everything. And always into God.
Okay.
And Christ. So, And so, eventually, he found this church called Victory City. 5500 Road Ridge. On the south side of Atlanta.
Okay.
Bishop ML House, shout out to you.
Shout out to the bishop.
We found him. Went there. He went there before us and all that. Found out it was this amazing church, very welcoming. Just how y'all look right now, how we look right now, church. Okay. That's how I'm like, okay, like this place is so dope. Like the whole atmosphere of Atlanta was just so different. Even the church is different. Boom. Started going to church. Got a job at the airport. Turned into a bartender.
Yeah, Jesus saves.
Jesus saves.
I'm not saying it. Yeah, he do. He do.
Jesus saves.
He do.
Now, let me ask you. Yeah. So, the money wasn't coming in like it was before?
Because I stopped dancing.
And how was that for you? How did you adjust?
I took a pause. I realized I was just like, do I really want to continue dancing? Or do I really? Because think about it. Remember how I said my goal was to take my business out here and like
the esthetician.
Yeah, yeah. And do lashes.
You did go to college. Let's not forget.
Exactly.
She went to school. Be
for
respectful.
Business and administration.
Copy.
But I didn't finish, so that's why I went to.
But you still had a skill set.
Of course.
Trade
so,
school is lit. Like, I just want to promote that. Like, we like you don't always have to go to 4 year. Like, go get a skill. But anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. So.
Nah, because niggas just felt like you can't get a skill. Like, skills still pay.
Nah, for sure, for sure, for sure. But anyways, so came out here, you know what I'm saying? So my whole goal was like, man, I need to focus on this shit. Like, why am I, like, dancing if it's not really pertaining to my actual passion?
Mm-hmm.
So it got to a point where I'm like, so what do you really want?
Yeah. Life, what do you want to do? How you want your legacy?
And now, in the club, people know me as CeCe the Lash Tech, CeCe the makeup artist. They don't know me as the dancer. Even the girls, they would say, CeCe, oh, she, can I come in? Exactly. From that point, I was just like, all right, let me just focus more on that. Got into that, just really just got more into going to church and just giving myself to God. And slowly, eventually, it just started like,
hell of a story.
So, trickling down to the point where I'm not really going back to the club.
Yeah.
And working at the airport and becoming, like, you know, working as a bartender taught me a lot. But also I realized I could still make the same amount of money.
Without the shaky butt vibes.
Without taking my clothes off.
Real shit. Once you figure that part out, it's like, fuck the getting naked shit.
Okay. You girls, y'all young girls, please listen to me. I know y'all see the little TikToks and the YouTubes and all that extra shit about dancing. Y'all making thousands and thousands of dollars. I promise you, y'all can make the same fucking amount.
And you know what's, you know what's crazy though?
But white dude will tip you.
But listen though, with the dancing, yeah, they make that money, whatever. But it's so up and down. You're not making that every night. It's super up and down. And you always got to be there to catch that big night. And the lifestyle you live in is so hard on your body. You know what I'm saying? The reputation you getting is nasty work. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, on top of all that, it's at the end of the day, you're crashing out.
It's a lot. Don't get me wrong. I have respect for my dancers. Like, I would still go to the club and still throw some money on the bitches that I'm still friends with. Like, they know. Like, I fuck with them. Like, but they just knew that.
I don't know not one dancer that's not trying to get out of dancing. I don't know not one dancer that's like, yo, I am totally happy being a dancer and this is what I'm doing to. No, I don't know not one.
I know a couple.
They happy with that shit.
And they're happy.
Are they young?
I mean, right.
They're hitting 35.
35 and they're like, yo, I'm good with this. This is all I want to do. I don't want to do nothing else.
Some people, it become their identity. Like, it's just like.
It becomes their.
That's crazy. Like, I never met a dancer. That was like,
I'm
low
with the dancer. That's, and I'm cool.
It's
with
a
that.
Lot of them, even because
they know it's a time limit to that shit. Like, it's a shelf life to that shit.
Is
You'd
it?
Be surprised. You'd be surprised.
They pushing it to 40 now. It seems like
they celebrate their birthdays at the club every year. As soon as they hit 35, they probably gonna stop celebrating at the club.
But they gonna still be working.
They still gonna be working.
Yeah, definitely 40s. That joints are definitely dancing into their 40s.
Especially
yeah.
in Miami.
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely Ooh. Seen dancing. But 50? I mean, I don't know, B.
I would hope by 40 you put up like something, a good Nestle, a good egg.
Because the lifestyle is so hard to save your money. Like, they it blowing is. That shit. They getting drunk. They doing making crazy bad decisions. They blowing money on stupid shit.
I was.
You know what I'm saying? You made $3,000 today, so you're going to buy a bag for $2,500. Now you back to square one. Shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just talking from my experience dealing with these
You're saying everything that then, what happened. Like, I'm telling you, I was like that.
You
like,
be having this money, you blow it on stupid shit, now you got three roommates, and like, your living arrangements is crazy. It's like, yo, these bitches just wilding.
Not all of them.
You know what I'm saying? Some joints definitely be on some on time. Super
I
independent
always
shit.
Thought about it like that. Even when I moved into my apartment, I was like, all I need to do is just work two nights. I got my living room set.
Yeah.
I can work tonight and got my bathroom set. Like, that's how I thought about it.
Yeah.
If it was a good, though. But there's nights where you make fucking nothing and you lose
And
money.
You got to pay them bitches. You got to tip out.
Okay. You got to work. It's like
I know that shouldn't be blowing me. Like, you're
shipping
money.
That's out here struggling, bro. And they got to basically sell box to old men to keep the lights on, bro.
I mean, it's just like niggas out here that's selling drugs. There's some niggas that's selling drugs just to pay bills. Like, they struggling.
Your appearance come a play, too. Like, that's another thing. Like, it's a lot of money to be, like, a dancer. Like, keeping up with yourself.
Making that, too. All this hair shit. The hairdressers is raping y'all. They gotta get your shit done every 2-4 days.
Like you just said, that 3,000 you just talked about, like 1,000 that goes to like maintenance.
You stink. You smell like cigarettes every night and weed every night and all that shit. You gotta get yourself remixed every day, every other day.
Remixed every other day.
For real, you gotta bring yourself back.
You do. You really do.
I've lived a scumbag life, and I've lived around these holes for a long time. So I'm like, yo, I've seen behind the curtain, B. Like, it's not like a glamorous lifestyle at all.
It's a lot of work.
It looks great in a 50-second reel,
or
whatever.
But everything that goes
on stage with the celebrity,
and seeing the holes at the end count with the bag of cash. Drake came with the time.
I think
Durant
that was the only like good part about it. Like, I met a lot of celebrities.
You gotta meet cool. Yeah,
I met a lot of celebrities.
Have fire
it was
stories.
Fun. Like, just to be like, hey.
That's good network.
Like, it was
Atlanta gonna
give you a network in a way, because at the end of the day, you hit a fucking dance, bitch. Like, what the fuck? I don't want no conversation with you. Ruth, like. To be honest, like, that's what you're here for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta know that the niggas in here talking to you at least, at the very least, want to fuck.
Yeah. How like, was that? How'd you navigate?
So I'm talking to you about your business plan.
I had a relationship, so every time like she was picking me up, she was chopping me off.
Oh my god! Yeah, so was she in the spot ice grilling niggas in the corner?
Nah, but everybody knew her.
Oh wow!
Yeah, everybody knew her, so it was like. Oh, but even though I was still loyal, I was never that type to even like. I was kind of disgusted by that. I was like,
yeah, I had a joint tell me that it's literally impossible to be faithful and be a stripper at the same time. Like she was like, yo, if I wanna have a real relationship with a man, I have to. Not dance in that time period.
Mm-mm. Cause sometimes I would have told her like, yo, he trying to like give us money just to go out with him. Either she would be like, yeah, or she'd be like, fuck no, nigga.
So you don't feel like the profession in itself is cheating?
I mean, I try to make it sound right, but I knew she didn't like it.
Like the profession in itself is basically cheating. Like you're basically just
telling her, hey, I want to cheat. Can you agree to this? Yeah.
The technically. If you dance, if really a shorty dance, she cheating for a living.
I mean, but if you, we're not even talking about going, he's talking about just dancing in general is like you cheating because you butt ass naked in front of somebody else.
Dancing for niggas selling a dream.
I personally think the other person's going to shut up and listen or just take it because you're making more money than him.
Oh, shit.
And I think that's where it was at. That's really where
it was.
You
have it.
That, like, if I'm bringing it up, like, it's nothing to talk about.
You fucking have it. I like that.
I don't like, yeah, it's not cheating because I said so.
Because I said so. I'm not paying the bills and your pop.
Your pop. I got the bread. What are you talking about? It's not cheating. Now what? You want to go outside? Hello? For real.
It really was like that.
I got the bridge. It's not cheating. Ha. Hello?
It really was.
Yeah, let's get into it, man. So listen.
Why is the world so cold? Like, you trying to pay me this? You trying to do that for
why
us?
Why is the world so
us,
cold,
but you
B?
Was still being a team player. I respect
it. Yeah.
Why is the world so cold, B?
Oh, listen.
No blanket.
It's no blanket. Yo, I'm breaking a breach. It's not cheating.
Oh, my God.
I'm feeling that.
Oh, no,
yo, can we get that on the shirt?
You should.
You got to put that on the shirt.
Or a sweater.
You know, that's we got a store. We about to launch our store. We come with a limited
merch
runs.
Coming out. Make sure you better have
hell
some.
Yeah. You better have some flare pants for me. That's all I like. Swear.
So,
flare sweatpants. With a crop hoodie.
Free. Let's get
extra,
into it.
Extra, extra, extra small.
Let's get into the drips.
Yeah, let's get into it. So, listen. Every episode.
We all set. That would be cute.
Yeah.
But we all set, too.
So, look. Every episode, we got what we call the drip report.
Naturals.
Yeah.
The drip report. We talk about what's going on in fashion, up to date shit. You being the guest, we're gonna let you handle the drip report this week. You know, anything you want to talk about, any advice you want to give to the ladies?
Okay, so the advice that I want to give you, girlies, my little girlies, will be a beauty advice. I don't know if you guys heard, it's called One Size. It's a makeup finishing spray. You guys need that. It's your go to. It's your necessity. Is that what it's?
Necessity.
It's a necessity. You guys need that because if you guys don't want to look sweaty, oily at the little barbecues, pool parties, club,
hot.
You name it, get One Size setting spray. That's
ladies,
spray.
You heard her? One Size setting spray.
One Size setting spray.
Copy. What about the fellas? Is there like a look that you like on niggas right now? Or something that you want them to stop doing?
All right, there's a look that I like, and there's something I want y'all to stop doing. I really want y'all to stop smoking hookah. Like, for some reason, like, when I see a nigga smoke hookah, it just looks very, like...
Nah. We're not... We go. That's something later. I'm talking about fashion-wise.
Fashion?
Yeah.
Okay. fashion-wise. I don't know. I'm so big on fashion where I feel as though fashion is just a... It's your way to express yourself. And if you want to wear a handbag, wear a handbag. If you want to wear...
So you're not judgy-judgy.
Yeah, I'm not judgy-judgy. Because
you say y'all niggas can still wear your purses, man. Knock yourself out.
I actually like it. I don't see it as a purse.
Cool, but now you like niggas with purses.
Not purses. It's called messenger bags.
You like messenger bags.
Yeah.
Whatever. We coming back second half, man. At least some baggery and more. You already know. Holla.
We back.
And you already know, we kick off every second half with Elite Scumbaggery. And if you don't know what Elite Scumbaggery is, That's when somebody does some scumbag shit, but they pull it off in elite fashion, so we gotta shout them out. This week's elite scumbag is not even a person, it's an entity, it's a company. The Dollar Tree. Do you know they raised their maximum prices to $7 at the Dollar Tree?
Oh, I did not know that.
They are moving different. Elite scumbags.
They might as well be CVS.
They are squeezing a dollar out of the little guy.
I thought you was about to say that they shutting down Dollar Trees, because they did say that.
Dollar, they see they was closing some day.
Yeah, Dollar 500 Tree stores.
It's moving their maximum.
That's why. They had to shut down.
They shut a couple prices. Stores. They recalibrating. They readjusting their situation. They readjusting their business plan and whatnot. And the Dollar Tree is about to charge niggas seven cash for some shit. That's not everything, but it's going to be from $1.50 to seven cash in the Dollar Tree.
Is that why they put that $5 plus in that? It's an aisle that say $5 plus.
They let you know. It's going to cost you over here, D.
In that one aisle.
They moved the cap up to five, and then like immediately said, "Nah, you know what? It's gonna be seven.
We got to rethink. We got something for seven now. Now you really gotta pay.
Y'all finna pay it.
What are you gonna do?
Look, from the company's perspective, it's elite. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, they're gonna eat. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just bumping up the prices a dollar or two is gonna be a millions of dollars. Gonna make them millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Just on some light shit.
Yeah.
But it's definitely some dirtbag shit. I don't know why. Squeezing the poorest people.
Yes.
Yeah. It be people that I know that really make shit, and they really be scrapping their coins to go to Dollar Tree.
Yeah, they
like, why the fuck would y'all do $7 when you know that you got the people that really
Niggas been exploiting poor people and like niggas in the hood. This is like a tale all the time.
Where you think Rent-A-Center's at? Where they gonna sell you a washing machine for a week? You feel me?
Like, Rent-A-Center is ridiculous.
They just take it, they take
and they will pull up to your crib.
Yeah, and these are the poorest people in the world. Yeah. Well, not the world, but in this country, yeah, in the first world, the poorest people in the first world, I should say.
Nah, that shit is disgusting. Speaking of niggas getting exploited, did you hear about the popular YouTube nigga? What's his name? Your favorite Arab? Your Arab? He went to, basically, if you're not familiar, this popular YouTuber. He goes around to the most dangerous, craziest hoods in the world, getting content, like talking to people, talking to cartel members, sicarios, hitmen, all the wild niggas. So he went to Haiti, your hood, and
he got kidnapped.
He got kidnapped by a gang member named Barbecue.
Shout out to Barbecue.
And they want $600,000.
Football and Missy a lot back to America, look, please.
Man, I'm gonna keep it tall, man. Shout out to Barbecue. I like how he's moving. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, oh, you wanna follow?
Haiti been corrupt. Them niggas that was the people that was installed in government was mad corrupt. They was jerking the people. They was taking payoffs from Americans and shit and letting all the disaster money go to the high ups and Americans and shit like that. Fuck that, man. Barbecue's fighting back, man.
Percent chance he gets out safe and sound.
He's gonna make it out.
He's gonna make it out because it's too much coverage.
I think Barbecue's a businessman.
Yeah.
Barbecue wants the breach.
Yeah.
And it's funny because there was a video that came out of him like going to like different little neighborhoods. And he's really like, because you know, we understand language. So he really talking to these folks. Like, you see how.
Was America he speaking your language?
Hell yeah. They said that America's trying to put him out as a bad guy.
Yeah, they probably love him. Reality.
He's like the one that's helping.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know, anything that's trying to help Haiti, they want to destroy.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That used to be the police. He used to be a cop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's over.
That's probably why a lot of niggas is following him.
Shout out to BBQ.
Yeah, he done seen the dirt. He know them niggas are slime balls.
Yeah.
So why the fuck is everybody running away then? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's unstable to fuck at any moment. Who knows what's going to happen? An army could pull up and take this shit over. We got rival gangs pulling up. Yeah, like, it's getting crazy.
It's a free-for-all. But you can't, you know what I mean? Like, that's just doing a lot. I'm not going to knock a nigga if you making money going to dangerous hoods, but that's not something
I'm happy he got kidnapped. I'm going to stand up. Because, like, stop playing with niggas, bro.
Yeah, stop playing with niggas.
Stop playing with niggas, bro. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. I pray you're going to make it home safely, but eat this little kidnapping, though. Fuck out of here. And I'm pretty sure they don't even got them. You know, you know what's so crazy? They probably not even. I think they probably not even doing nothing. Like not even doing them dirty. They're just like, yo, bro, you're not leaving. That's all.
That, I'm telling you, that's really what it is.
You're not. Like, you're not. You can't leave, but we're not gonna violate you. Like kick it. Like you one of us for now or whatever. But you're not going nowhere. Send a wire
through. Like if you that late, get that 600 through. The fuck.
Tell the subscribers, son, get them, put the breach together.
Put that breach together. Holla at the other streaming niggas. Holla at that community. Ask chat. Ask chat to put it together. Ask the chat.
Yo, chat this, chat that.
Yo, speaking of asking chat, this is like.
Let me get that spliff one time. Somebody send me that,
bitch. Yeah, here you go.
What you saying, though, Brody?
So this has been like a wave, and it's kind of, I wanted to piggyback off something CeCe talked about in her drip report, saying she don't mind what niggas wear. So it's like a fingernail wave, right?
Oh, my God.
So Caleb Williams, number one draft pick, he was just at a game. He had pink fingernails polished with a pink cell phone. And then he came out the next day and was like, well, your girl likes it. Academics posted a video of Lil Baby. Lil Baby shot a new video, and it looked like his fingernails was, like, painted. But I think it might have just been, like, the gel polish or, like, the way the UV rays bounced off his nails. Nonetheless.
Don't be real. If you can take one of my bitches with your nail polish, I don't want...
She's not for me.
She's not for me.
Like, she's not for me.
She's not for me at all.
So, really, I want to ask you, CeCe, where are you staying with men and nail polish? Are you okay with it? Is it some niggas you'll give a pass to, or you, is that something you don't want to see?
Okay, so I'm not too big on it.
Okay.
But if you do clear, I love that shit. Like gel, yeah, like clear.
I understand
nail
that. Yeah.
That's fine. But if you, have you guys watched Love is Blind on Netflix?
I've heard of it. I think I might have seen the episode
or
two.
So good. So the guy that actually won the recent episode, season, his name is Dom. Okay. He had like black nail polish and like all these decorations.
Oh wow,
a couple like celebrities do that shit. Am I into it? No, because it just looks too feminine. And I kind of lose not respect, but more like your masculinity. How you say
masculinity?
Your masculinity just goes
when I see
only
niggas
and
I just think you freaky, like,
yeah. But I love a good clear man. Because you could just play in my pussy all day. Because that's the only thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider the clear shit nail polish, though.
Yeah, nah.
It's gel. It's not nail polish.
I wouldn't consider it nail polish.
It's gel. It's not nail polish.
Nah, I feel like Freak got that shit on
right now. Nail polish
chips
easy.
I got it on right now.
I'm like, Freak nails kind of shimmery.
I got them on right now.
Nah, I love this, but... the color, you're doing too much. Calm down.
I just think anytime I see a man in painted nails, like, I just think, like, oh, this nigga's real freaky. He fucks whatever. Like,
and like I said, yeah, the first nigga I could think of in my life was like Dennis Rodman. And like, I always thought he was a freak.
A real freaky nigga.
You know what I mean?
You talking about the football player?
Basketball. Dennis Rodman used to have colorful hair.
Anytime, that's the first thing I think. Like, oh, he's one of them gender fluid, super freaky type niggas.
So who's that football player that used to paint his toes pink because his mom had breast cancer?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
D'Angelo Williams, was it? Nigga with dreads? From the Lions?
Yeah, his mom
passed
away.
He's wearing some pink shit because of it might have been.
Okay. I mean,
that's different, but painting your nails.
Well, nah, Dennis Rodman used to paint his nails.
I'm feeling like niggas be finding little ways to be gay.
Express
themselves. Yeah, just be gay, bro.
You're trying to find sneaky ways to be like, let niggas know you gay. Mm-hmm. And like, find ways to dibble dab out the back door of the closet.
My mom died. Jeez Louise.
That's how I be thinking.
Nah, that's how I feel too. It's like, it's some niggas like, I look at a nigga like Young Thug, like I fuck with Thug, and like just the way how he moved, how he came out, like I think niggas just gave him a pass, like all right, niggas know he's still on timing, but it's just other niggas. Part of it's how you carry yourself, I think. You know what I mean, but again, like you said, it can take a couple of points away from your masculinity, no matter how you slice it, especially if you get like real fruity. Like I know the rock and roll goth niggas, they do the black nails and shit like that, but like don't start getting colorful, like. If you want to go all black, like, I'm not promoting that, but, like, I can see the lane. I can see the lane you're trying to be in. But, like, once you get colorful and you get, like, green and reds and your blues, now I feel like you're dragging it.
Once you enter a certain level of freaky, you got to lose some masculinity.
What's next? Is niggas going to start getting French tips and white toenails? Like, that's where we're
headed.
I think
he's already doing it.
That's what we're heading. Oh, niggas is doing that?
I think it is. I mean, I feel like I've seen it already.
I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it, but I feel like
you
that's the next step.
You got niggas with BBLs, nigga.
Yeah. Niggas definitely got BBLs. They getting face sculpts, all of that.
Niggas got yeeks.
Who is it? Netta? Who that lady? That nigga, that banshee.
Miss Netta and Charles.
That banshee. What? It's
crazy. I'm sorry, Miss Netta, but girl, you look a mess.
That's a nigga, right? You look that a girl?
Fucking mess. I'm sorry, but Goals did you dirty.
So that's Miss Netta's originally a man?
Okay. Where did they come from?
I don't know. It's the like internet. They always promote some degenerate dumb weird. Shit. Man. Like, it's crazy, and they got a wave. Like, for what?
Missing DNA chromosome.
Oh, because she cooks.
Oh, so that was her. That was the thing she got on with the cooking shit?
Oh, TikTok, yep.
Oh, okay.
Hey, everybody fell in love with her relationship.
TikTok fools to degeneracy.
But she just talked bad does shit to nigga, that nigga.
I was going to say, does he talk? Like, what is this like?
He talks, but he just, like I said, when somebody's making more money than you, you just shut up and listen. That's him.
I be feeling like these niggas is kind of slow too.
He seemed like he might be missing a chromie. A little chromie chrome. Respectfully. I got an autistic brother. I can say that. So. Respectfully. Oh, what you gonna do? This is life. Shout out to my brother, man. Shout out to Miles, man. You know what it is.
We love him.
I love you.
I definitely do love him. But damn.
I mean, everybody didn't get the same. But, yeah. I mean, another shit, like, it just be feeling like they just start putting the most degenerate, ignorant, like, dumb shit to the forefront every time. Like, they're like, all right, y'all lost Christian and Blueface. All right, we're going to give you Netta and Charles now. Like, it's just always some, like, off-the-wall shit. Like, is this supposed to be normal?
You know what? Off that shit you just said, bro, it just reminded me of that, this movie, right? This shit I was watching the other night. This shit that came out on Amazon, that Ricky Stenicki shit, that shit with John Cena in it.
Nah, is it lit?
Nah. Yo, I cut it off after, like, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Because the only black nigga in the movie was a fucking loser, stoner, gay slacker that was living off his boyfriend. And it was about childhood friends. And, like, you know how they be having a childhood friend movie? They, like, oh, we were kids, and then they fast forward, and now we're adults and we're doing shit. So the only black friend, these niggas is well-adjusted, great lives, they're doing shit. This nigga's a loser, stoner, slacker, homo. I was like, you know what? I'm cutting this shit the fuck off.
Facts, like, shit. Why always gotta have
a nasty, crazy portrayals, bro? Like, if it's one black nigga, he gotta be the lowest rung of life. Like, that shit be crazy to me, bro.
So you couldn't get past
this. Yeah, like, that. Going. That's what, that when you said that shit, that should reminded me of that. Like, should remind, like, because I was like, why didn't I finish watching this movie? I hit play. I was like, oh, yeah, this nigga. That's why I didn't watch this shit. Cut that shit right back.
Every show that's out now that's lit with black nigga in it, like, they're, like, lit from selling drugs. Like, every black nigga's doing something, like, illegitimate.
Yeah,
like,
it's either he's a criminal or a homo. It's a criminal or he's a homo.
Crooked cop doing some shit. Like,
if he's a cop, he's crooked. You know what I'm saying? Like, or he's just underachieving that life period. Just a slacker, stoner, bum-ass nigga.
Lazy gay.
Like, that's a crazy combo.
That's a crazy combo, man.
Like, lazy, gay, slacker? That don't even go together.
Yeah, it don't.
Usually gay niggas get
Gay niggas be all about a bag. Every gay nigga I met in the land, them niggas be about a bag. I'll say that. Them niggas, money always be right. They don't come short. And them niggas be on timing. Like, I can say
shout
that.
Shout out to my brother.
Like, I was like, damn, this is a real disrespectful take.
Oh, your brother's gay?
No. Damn, he was outed my
Why
son?
Why you saying like that?
No, I said yeah. Oh,
I want to ask you about that. Because it's something that niggas have talked about.
Oh, shit. Lyndon, I'm sorry.
That's real shit. I mean, and your perspective might be different as a woman. Did you know he was gay from, like, early on? Or was it something, did he, like, come out to you later on? How did that work? And how did you feel? Take your time.
This is the first time you will ever hear this.
Take your time with it.
I just
accepted it?
Of course. And I guess you could say when you do, like, other genders, you sense when somebody else, like, another gender as well.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so, like, he's a part of my C16. He was one of my
Oh, you been knew he was, so yeah. You put him down with the Kinson and everything.
Let's just say, like, even because how I met him too, like, I met him through my sisters that I call my, like, one of my friends.
Oh, so is this like your best friend? You call your brother?
The homie.
He's
the
like
homie.
My godbrother.
Okay.
He's sitting with my mom and everything. So, like, he's my godbrother for sure. Yeah.
So, are you one of those joints that, like, bring your gay homie to the section, like, he wanted a girl type shit?
Yeah.
when niggas bring you out? Because the thing is, when niggas
invite him, you out? Lyndon is so respectful, so like he's not flamboyant.
Oh yeah, so he know when to pull up when you bring him around niggas, he know not to twerk.
He don't even do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he not that type. Yeah, he ain't that type of dude.
I be feeling like, the need to say something to niggas. Not the gay niggas, but like my homies.
Even the plugs that come and serve him too. Yeah.
That's my knowledge. Most gay niggas, they know, like, they move respectfully. You know what I'm saying? If they're doing weird shit around you, it's probably because they think you're sus.
Yeah.
But I'll be having to tell my homies, like, if you tell me come out and you got joints coming out and they bringing gay niggas out, like, let me know that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't surprise me. And if if you don't got no arm handler situation, now it's gay niggas twerking? Like, yo, nah, bro.
I remember one time my homegirl pulled up like to my building, like, and then she just pulled up with a gay nigga. And I was like, yo, my nigga, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, like, you wild. Like, we got in an argument in the lobby. Like, we didn't make it past the lobby. It was like, for one, like, and like, I'm not against LBG too. It's like, first of all, you violating by thinking you could just bring a guest and you don't learn. Number two, you bringing a nigga. And number three, you bringing a gay nigga at that. Like,
it's all fake. It's all weird.
It's just too much. Like, it's all weird. Like, why would you think that's okay?
What are you trying to do? Like,
yeah, like, what are you trying to promote?
Are you trying to get me into some weird gay?
Yeah, like, I don't need to meet no new gay niggas, respectfully.
Yeah, like, I don't want to fuck, and I don't want to fuck with a gay nigga in my crib. Like, I don't, I don't care if it's in the other room. I don't want to have sex with a gay nigga in my house.
It's just a respect thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to bring your friend that you know that is obviously into others, you know, the same sex, it's just a courteous thing to let the other people know, hey, I'm bringing my cousin, I'm bringing my friend.
Yeah, don't just force that shit on
them. Think about it. Now it's up to you now to be oh, hell, no.
You know, niggas,
you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, most of y'all just be like, okay, like, come through. But at the end of the day,
niggas be so focused on the box that they don't care. They're like, yo, fuck it, man. I'm going to eat this out. Just don't want to be around this bitch. Me though,
like, if we had to pause one thing, I don't know if I want to have a bunch of gay niggas in my house.
Not to my crib, hell.
But like, if you want to bring them to the pool, like, knock yourself out.
Nah,
same shit. But we not. I don't really want to do no like intimate settings.
You know what? You just call me when you by yourself. Like, I'm gonna be real, be like, you can just call me. I don't even like dealing with groups of bitches friends. For real, unless the friends might fuck me or something, or if it's like her birthday or something, like her like day, like it's something for her, like an event for her, and I'm like, you know what I mean, other than that,
yeah, that's okay.
But I mean, like dealing with groups of people, being.
And then again, I don't see why y'all would be hanging out like that anyway.
Yeah, we not. Exactly. I'm glad you said that.
I
we're
was
not.
Just gonna say, wait a minute.
We don't have nothing in common. We don't need to hang out.
I'm thinking we're talking about like. No. Settings where it's like birthdays, we all going out. You want to come?
Yeah.
That's one different. Thing.
But yeah, just
on a regular. Up? Hey, we going to the park to go read a book. Would you like to join? No,
nah, absolutely not.
No, I'm not inviting you to that. And I know you're gonna say no.
Like, excuse me. Going to the park is crazy. Yo, at P-Bump, imagine bumping a nigga at P-Bump with two gay niggas in a joint. You could be like, what's going on, bro?
Yo, that
especially in Atlanta, it's just like you can't even be seen like that because they look goofy.
Wild conversation.
It's a wild, like, how do you explain that to the homies? Like, when niggas say they just seen you at Piedmont with two gay niggas in a joint, like, what's the math on that? What's the science?
Her box can't be that fire, champ.
Yeah, like, what?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Don't you have boundaries? At some point, you gotta have a boundary.
You gotta have boundaries, bro.
You niggas just go into any weird situation just for the chance of some box. Like, come on, bro.
Any chance for some box though? That's funny as fuck.
Niggas will go the extra 10 miles for some box. Shit me.
Nah, bro. That's one thing you need to learn about men. I ain't gonna lie. Like, at least in the younger stages, niggas grow out of it. Hopefully, like, not all, but some do. Most do. I would say half, like 60%. But niggas will pretty much do anything for a chance at some box though.
Yeah.
Like most, especially in young ages. Like, if nigga not used to pussy yet, what? Jump out the window, spend all his bread, end up in weird settings. He'll say yes to whatever for the chance of some box.
Okay.
A lot of niggas would.
TMI. But tell me, when was y'all first time when y'all realized that y'all was getting horny and y'all wanted to fuck on some shit? And when did y'all
God.
Because I feel as though every guy is different. And it's so funny. I just like to hear the stories.
I mean, I probably was getting horny if I actually knew what the hell sex actually was for real. Didn't really know what I was supposed to do with my shit. But like after like probably like
13?
Like 11? Like yeah, like 11.
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
10? 10, 11?
I'm gonna keep it a buck. So look, my mom's had a roommate, a woman roommate. She had a daughter. So this was when I was like 7. Her daughter was like 10, and we slept in the same room.
And like, slept in the same room.
Her daughter, like I had a bed, she had a bed, and then her daughter would like, she would be like, yo, at, like every night she'd be like, yo, you wanna play marriage?
Oh, so, God.
Yo, you want to play house?
Let me tell you. I got to give you the real shit.
That's how it started.
I don't like the play house shit. Listen, yeah, the play house shit is gross.
She used to pull my pants down and start sucking me off. So,
your little pee-pee?
Yes. And it's crazy because I like, on my daughter, I'll never forget this summer. Like, I remember that, like, I would just get random erections. Like, I remember one time I had my pants on. My mom's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you hard? Like, what's going on? So, long story short, she did that. We played marriage. She pulled my pants down, sucked me off. Her mom walked in. Mom beat the shit out of her. Her mom grabbed me up too, like, but didn't hit me, but like grabbed me. You know what I'm saying? So my mom comes home. She was like working late. She comes home, like she had got privy to the situation. But she asked me, like, yo, did she touch you? I'm like, yeah, she put her hands on me. So first she got on with like, her roommate that got on. She got on with her. Uh-huh. And then it was so ill, like, I just remember, like, she had just wild on her daughter, like, was just beating her, like, for, like, an hour before my mom even got there. Like, it was wild, crazy. Insane. And then, like, she literally moved, they moved out, like, the next day. Like, I seen her, like, one more time at summer camp, like, I never saw her again. But that was the first time, like, I was really getting horny. Like, I used to like marriage. I like marriage. I am not going to sit here in front, like, let's play marriage. She would stand me up and suck me off. I really don't. I really don't. She asked me, do I remember her name? I was like, I don't.
If she listened to this, but maybe she would probably come back with you.
I feel like that's how all her joints popped it off. And when I look back,
it's like, who taught her, though?
I feel like all the joints popped it off. Like, yo, let's play, what they say, let's play house, let's play marriage, let's play mother and father. It's always some game the bitches suggest. It's like, how did we get here? Before you really knew what the fuck was going on for real.
I'm on tapes.
Huh? You did what on tape?
I found tapes.
She said she found tapes.
So, like, it was my stepdad, too. It was weird because my mom wasn't, like, obviously my mom was not. Because you know how us kids, we already be into your parents.
I never saw my parents. I mean, I called my uncle fucking one time.
I heard it.
Yeah, I caught that. I opened the door. And it was so ill because.
So disgusting.
My uncle was fucking. Nah, let me tell you why
it's
ill.
So disgusting.
My uncle was taking down my man's mom, so I used to cut his ass. Like, yes, my man's fucking your mom. So I was a young buck. He used to always think over there, but I used to talk shit like, yes, my uncle's fucking your mom. So it used to be so tight. And that shit was hilarious. It would just be like, yo, I know what he was doing. And then when we finally, like, caught him, we opened the door. I'm like, oh, yeah, you see? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Not, oh, yeah, you see?
I used to cut his ass. Like, yeah, crazy. My uncle is taking her down. Lisa, I should say her name.
Oh,
but
yeah, you see is crazy.
My uncle was taking down my man's moms, and that shit, he used to be so mad because I used to cut his ass. Like, yes, my uncle, fuck your moms.
Yeah. Now, that's actually very funny, though.
But I never caught my, like, parents doing the wild shit.
Yeah, never walked in, but always heard the origins. Just, you know, damn, fuck, why are you doing this? Like, why?
That's crazy.
But that's crazy, though. 11 is very, very fucking young. I ain't going.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, probably before that. But, like, yeah, right around there. Don't test my age when you really, like, actively, like, yo, trying
horny,
to fuck.
I'm trying to fuck something.
I'm trying to
what
fuck
about
one
you?
Of these
when
little
did, when
bitches.
When would you get horny? When did the light bulb turn on for
mean,
you?
I
the
guess
chick
you
started getting titties in, like, third grade.
So imagine whatever
titties came out, that's when I, yeah.
So how old was that was? Like 14?
Hell no. Third grade bitches started getting titties, bro. Third, fourth grade.
I was 13.
Come late?
Like, you got titties before 13, bro. 13 is high school. You ain't had no titties till high school?
No.
Not one titty, not even a little bit of titty.
No, because I took ESL, so I actually started high school around 15.
Oh shit!
It's okay, a little late bloomer.
Yeah.
Wait, does that sound right? No, 14, right? Because I turned 16
right.
On 2016. Because I remember that because that was a cute thing that I did.
I don't know, freshman year is like 13
I was
or 14,
in high school.
I think, huh?
Okay, so then, okay, yeah, I was a freshman. I was like, because my birthday was in the summer,
okay.
So like my birthday just happened right before school started in September.
Okay.
So okay. I was 15, yeah, for sure.
Jeez, all right.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's when you got your first titty at 15?
Nah, I had titties before you, right? See? I sure did have titties.
Yeah, there you go.
Was I horny then? No.
Lying.
Someone just started fucking. Damn lie.
No, I when did I start fucking? Yeah. Like, fucking, like, yes. lose my virginity?
Yeah.
I was 17 going on 18. And that was my boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus. I waited. I was
niggas
scared.
Niggas took it to the long haul with you.
Long haul.
Oh, I was scared. And it's funny because I don't think, I think I probably would have still been a virgin if I ain't fucking, because I, TMI, I popped a perk that day. I was like, yeah, because my friend was fucking in the
next. He was already popping what? Perks back then? God damn.
But, listen.
Nah, hold on. Now you young listen. Though. What?
It was just that one time. Yeah. My nigga was like, obviously, he was not in high school. It was an older dude. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, grown up. Damn.
Fucking creep.
He was just right out of high school.
But you was 18, though, you said.
No.
Oh.
He was 17. Mm-hmm.
At that time.
But he was going with him before that, though.
Yeah. Because remember, I was 17. Yeah. I was before 18.
Freaky Haitian niggas.
He was a Haitian.
Oh, man. Even worse.
I'm starting to think you might have been 16.
I didn't.
I thought I could pin it on the freaky Haitian.
How old was he? Let's keep it a buck.
He was right out of high school, so he was like 21 because he was able to get us.
Right out of high school is 19.
Yo, what's up with you and your age ranges, fam?
Yeah.
So, 21.
You fuck with all the left back ass niggas, B. You thinking 21 is fresh out of high school? You're bugging out.
Yeah,
right?
What? No, yo, fresh out of high school is
but
not
the thing
21.
Is, not fresh out of high school
is 17.
He was out of high school.
18.
But he was out of high school.
Okay.
So, boom. So, yeah. So, he I knew that because.
Up, bro. She tried to make it seem like he was young. The nigga was 21, 22.
Was.
Let's call it. She tried to make it sound good. Like, yeah, he was out of, no.
I don't want to make it sound grown, weird.
He was a grown man, and you were 17, and that's who you lost your virginity to.
Hell, you.
So, that's sure just did. What it is, man.
But I would have never did, but he was such a sweetheart. He was like, I would have never lost it with nobody else but him. Shout out to you, boy.
Y'all still cool to this day?
Did he know he was taking your virginity?
Hell yeah, he knew. Because every time, you know how many times I backed out?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, yo, enough is enough?
It was that day because I wanted it. Yeah. I wanted it. He impressed me. It's because I heard my friend next to
me. Yeah, that virginity shit is crazy.
I wanted to know what that felt like.
I mean, who doesn't?
Shit. Real nigga what? Shit. Real nigga shit. You wanna do? You gotta get into some sports today, son. Are we gonna wrap this joint up?
Nah, let's get into my number one thing that we do here. At We're All Set.
Ooh,
this is the number one.
So look, listen. At how we conclude every episode, we got a segment called "We're All Set," where you basically say like what you not feeling no more, what you want to end, a trend that you're tired of. It could be anything. And I'll start it off. You know what I mean? I'll let you get your thoughts together, y'all too. This week, I'm all set on niggas getting mad at Ice Cube because he offered Caitlin Clark $5 million, thinking that he should have offered a black girl $5 million, or Andrew Reese or whatever. Let me just be clear. Number one, say what you want about Caitlin Clark, how you feel, how nice she is. Her game translates better to playing against men because she's a shooter. Someone like Angel Reese, she plays like a big man. You know what I mean? When she plays at women's college, that shit ain't going to work against grown men. Caitlin Clark can still run on screens and shoot from 30 feet, just like Steph. You know what I mean? So that could work in the big three. If you try to put Angel Reese, who's really only 6'1", down there with niggas that's actually 6'9", playing bully ball, it's not going to work. Number two, she is white. We are still in white America. She draws the most numbers. She's the most polarizing women's athlete out today, like it or not. You know what I mean? Whether she has a chip or not. Listen, I was one of the niggas who was like, yo, let's put more fanfare on Andrew Reese. She won the chip most outstanding, but niggas is hyped for Caitlin Clark. She's the most points scored, and it's good business for Ice Cube. Y'all niggas be like, yo, y'all want black business to succeed and then be bad when a nigga make a good business decision. Like, how could you knock a nigga want to get Caitlin Clark to sign on? That's going to bring more eyes, and eventually I don't think that would be the end game anyway. Then that opens the door for more women to come on, black women, Andrew Reese, whoever else, Breonna Stewart, anybody, Juju Watkins, to pull up and get some breach too.
Yeah.
So let's stop knocking Ice Cube for trying to get some more money for his doing good business, B. Like, just because he want to utilize the white girl. You know what I mean? We in a white America. Them niggas come out and support. She sells out road games. Y'all niggas say what you want, but y'all not pulling up to USC road game supporting Juju. Y'all not pulling up to the LSU women's game supporting Angel Reese. And the Raiders reflect that. So I'm sick of the, you know what I'm saying, the Ice Cube slander. Let my man get his breach. I let him sign who he want to sign, man.
Angel Reese is not a skilled player anyway. She's not somebody that got the game that could even, like, thrive in them type of setting.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she's so pretty, though. She represents.
Nah, she getting money.
She's so pretty. Like, she's, like weird looking.
Oh, my God.
Nah, she represents to the point where it's like, okay.
She's weird looking to me, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. She got, like, a weird face.
She got a little apple face.
It's weird, like, I don't know.
It's like something should be
in a different spot or something. Something weird with her face.
I am screaming.
But I'm gonna set on everybody that's standing with Puff right now. If y'all are standing with Diddy, I just can't get with you.
He's still my shit.
Oh, that was your shit?
Yes.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
I was gonna say that.
Oh, y'all can both address it. But go ahead.
Okay. I'm gonna address that too. I'm about to say the same thing.
I feel like if you're out here standing with Diddy, you clearly did a lot of freaky, creepy ass shit. And you're telling
like
on
little
yourself.
Kids and little boys.
You are telling on yourself. You niggas are real loud and you are telling on yourself. Not just the niggas right next to him. I'm saying niggas online saying little shit. You niggas are telling on yourself. I heard about you niggas and you niggas is freaky and creepy right along with Puff.
I agree. I definitely agree.
You want to expound on that? My bad. I saw your wave.
Okay, nah, you straight.
So
no, I was all set on that. Okay. Like, y'all defending Diddy because that's disgusting. You know that nigga's going to jail. He is going to jail. From the very first person that he fucked on, whoever it is. God bless you. Because now you can tell your story. And I cannot wait because I know y'all heard about 50 Cent coming out with that documentary. Yeah.
50's dragging it. I'm all set on 50 too.
Okay.
He's doing too much now. Mm-hmm. It was funny at first, but now it's lame. Mm-hmm. He's moving corny because his baby mom's getting fucked.
Named as a sex worker.
But Diddy, I'm all for you, and I'm all for y'all that's defending him. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's cool. Whoever's defending him, y'all some nasty-ass bastards.
Yeah, it's one thing to say, you might not necessarily want the book thrown at him. I don't want him under the jail, but I'm not about to sit here and go hang out with him and go be like, yo, Puff is my man, fuck all that. Like, nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing the stand with Puff. That's our show. That CC, thanks show. For pulling up. You
we
were
appreciate
fun.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate being here. I'll be back.
Okay, there we go.
Good vibe.
Invite me.
You know what I mean? Holla at us, we coming back. You already know, Mugs is about to drop. All set, par.store. Holla.
Hey, no, Ale.